Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie. Joanna is from Poland originally. Well, I'm assuming that because she says I had greyhounds. That's what we're talking about. The story yesterday, horrific story about greyhounds being blooded, up to last week, by the way, by cats, by people capturing cats, tying their paws with insulating tape, and then throwing the cats to greyhounds to blood them. Now, Joanna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
And how does Ireland compare? Good, thanks. And thanks for asking. How does Ireland compare in the treatment of greyhounds to Poland?
Yeah, the main thing is in Poland, the greyhound racing does not exist. So got involved in that abroad, in Czech Republic, it was exactly when I saw the racing the first time. So in Poland, there's no racing, but we in Poland, we have a similar problem as we call it illegal hunting with a greyhound type dog. It's not purebred greyhound. It's something we call Polish greyhound. It's a mix of different breeds used for illegal hunting. That was banned actually in 1950s. So it's a long story, but still existing, you know, still strictly chased by the law, strictly, really, people get... That's a different story now.
Okay, but Joanna, there's no organised greyhound racing in...
No, not at all.
And in Ireland, they get a lot of state aid, state money. There's no greyhound stadiums.
No greyhound stadiums, no crossings, money in debt, nothing.
No crossing. But why is there no greyhound stadiums? Why is there no greyhound...
I don't know, it's just not popular in Poland. You know, we have different sports types that are not popular in Ireland. It's just it's different. So I don't know why. Greyhounds, were very popular, I don't know, 2 centuries ago, not now. So,
You had 3 racing dogs.
Yeah, I moved to Ireland 9 years ago with 3 of my dogs, of which 2 were already retired greyhounds. So I had just 1 race dog.
So how are greyhounds treated in Ireland compared to Poland, insofar as you can
check? It's, I raised my dogs in most of European countries on the continent. So, we on the continent treated our dogs as pets because it's just a hobby.
Happy, yeah.
You know, we go for a racing meeting, I don't know, maybe once a month abroad. We just, it's like meetings, you know, of fans, of friends. All together connected with the families and everything. It's like, so it's no money in it. It's just completely different sport. It's a hobby sport, not like a professional sport on the continent.
And in Ireland, as you know, it's a business.
Yeah, it's a business. Okay. It's a business of how the greyhounds people call it, in industry. It's a better word for it, I think.
Have you ever come across live animals being used for greyhound blooding?
Yeah, I mean, I never witnessed it as such, but I personally was offered many times, by the men walking around the tracks where I raised my dogs, offering, different trainers and owners, just live here already. I never met a cat because on your program yesterday.
When you were in a greyhound stadium...
Yeah.
You were offered live hares.
Yeah, rabbits or hares. Yeah, if I had, the men like walking around you and saying and asking you, if you have any problems with your dog, like the dog's chasing, losing interest for chasing, so you can use them. It's called blooding then, believe, which is not true. People believe it helps, make dogs more focused on the lure. So, it's mainly used for that. So I was offered it not just once, but many times. A few times at the track. So
stay there, Joanna. Yvonne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You are a greyhound breeder.
Could I just make a couple of points?
Of course,
there, Joe, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
You threw in that about catching the cats, taping their paws.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually 60 years ago. That happened. That man was talking about the
1950s. But Albert Klein from the But Albert Klein from the Cork Animal Welfare Society.
Yes, said, he did.
He said.
Did you listen to him, Joe?
Yes, I did. Yeah, he said blooding still goes on.
I wouldn't know anybody would risk a cat being thrown to their dogs.
That's why they use. That's why they use a tie-up.
They've got teeth. The thing is, he said that those cats were used for the fighting dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't even mention greyhounds. Okay.
Yeah, but the original caller, and this happened last week, was adamant that her cat, Pi, was killed by two greyhounds who were being blooded.
I listened to her, right? She said her cats were killed by two children with greyhounds. She cannot prove they were greyhounds. They could have been lurchers.
Okay, well...
It's most unlikely. Let me tell you, Joe, please, let me speak. Right. When you've got a greyhound and he's ready for a race, the last thing you want to do is get a dog injured.
Hmm.
Right? You certainly, I don't know anybody that would be encouraging their dog to go anywhere near a cat, let alone try to kill it. You know, you just don't want that sort of injury. You know, that is just madness. You look after them and, you know, they are rubbed down, they are groomed, they are looked after. You know, we just take so much care of them. And that lady said that those two children with those dogs were the scourge of the village. Now, if they were racing dogs, why had nobody in the village reported them to the RIGB? You know, I put it to you that they were people that had lurchers, which are dogs that people go across the countryside killing whatever they come across, right? Because your average racing person has no interest in killing wild creatures
Yvonne, is it not fair to say, as long as coursing is legal, which it is in Ireland, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. As long as coursing is legal, you will always have the blooding of greyhounds.
A greyhound doesn't have to be... You know, Joe, I've got 6 dogs laid here with me. Two of them are greyhounds.
Okay.
Two of them are dachshunds.
Yeah.
I've got a scourge of rabbits in my garden, and the ones that do all the catching, and I don't want them to, but they can get down the holes, are the dachshunds, right? I've never encouraged them. In fact, I scream at them to come away, you know? You don't have to encourage dogs to kill anything. You know, those dogs just chase. A greyhound is bred to just chase.
So what is the purpose of blooding a greyhound? You're saying it doesn't happen. There's no need for it.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen at all, but I'm saying that the majority of people don't do this. Just the same as the majority of people with pet animals don't abandon them. The majority of people with pet animals don't tie a brick round their neck and throw them in the river. Okay? Now, you find all these things happening, and you find them happening more commonly than you do greyhounds, but they don't get the same press and they don't get the same feedback, because sensible people know that not everybody with a pet does that.
Okay.
But unfortunately, with greyhounds, and I'm finding this in my personal life because I'm being attacked by people both on the internet and by friends I've known for years.
Mm-hmm.
Since your RTE program, people think that everybody with a greyhound will put it in a pot and boil it.
And what are people saying to you, Yvonne?
What are people saying to me? Yeah. I've had two friends that are no longer friends.
Wow.
Because they threw all the abuse that the RTE found about what happens to greyhounds in different countries. Some of it was old footage. I agree. It was a horrendous program, but some of it was lots of it was old footage, right? And they behaved as if I was doing this to my dog. You know,
sorry, who behaved? Your friends?
Yes, people that had known me for 14 years.
What did they say to you?
Just how can you be involved with such a dreadful thing? This happens to the dogs, that happens to the dogs. And I had another girl come here. I have ponies, and I had a girl come here who was a dentist. And when she found out we had greyhounds, when she saw our greyhounds, she looked at me like I was some sort of monster. And I had to sit there for half an hour and assure her that 99% of greyhound people don't behave that way. Now, before you say anything, Joe, the other thing that you just mentioned was the Greyhound Fund, how the public finance greyhound racing. That isn't completely true. Greyhound racing and horse racing get their funding from the betting levy.
Well, the betting levy... Now, hang on, the betting levy wasn't always there, for a start.
It wasn't, but it is now, and that's where that money comes from.
Yeah, but the greyhound industry and the horse industry was generously funded by the taxpayer for many years.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. But for many years, but now, right, that money comes from the betting levy, okay, which is bookmakers paying back for the service they're getting through the racing. Now, the other thing that you don't realise, it's all well and good saying 16 million, that's a fortune, look what good it can do, right? But greyhound racing alone, not horse racing, just greyhound racing, generates over 300 million for the Irish economy. And that is through 5,000 jobs, people directly employed. That is through...
Directly employed as what? Greyhound... Direct 5,000 people directly employed as what?
Yeah, there's a huge... It's an industry. So you've got the greyhound track. You've got the people that work on the greyhound tracks maintaining it. You've got the people in the restaurants. You've got the people selling the tote tickets. You've got the managers of, you know, it's a big entertainment industry. So you've got a huge array of people that are needed in order to support it.
Well, first of all, the RTE investigates have been on, and they are, I won't say they're spitting fire, but they're saying in the recent RTE investigates program on the greyhound industry, we did not use any old footage.
You didn't use any old
footage? Well, it's not me. I know nothing about it. Nothing to
do I was just thinking about that.
No, do you accept that their point? We did not use any old footage.
I'm trying to think what the footage was,
you said it was old. You didn't say it was fake. You said it was old.
No, I didn't say it was fake. Okay. Well, for a start, the poor, unfortunate creature that got boiled alive wasn't an Irish dog. If you listen
does it
to...
Does it make any difference what country he's born
in? No, it doesn't. But if there were no Irish dogs at all there at all, you wouldn't even associate China with Ireland, would you?
Thesis, Yvonne, that I don't know, it's RTE or whatever, that somebody's out to destroy the greyhound industry.
Well, of course it is, yes.
That's your belief?
Well, it's a fact, isn't it? There's a billion pound organisation called Grey 2K in America.
Grey 2K.
Yeah, Grey 2K, and they're putting an awful lot of money into destroying greyhound racing nationwide. They put money into destroying it in America. They're putting money in Australia, and now they're coming here. The people that run Grey 2K have been seen in Ireland, and they've been seen in England. So, yes, there is a lot of money going into destroying globally.
But I'm looking at Grey 2K. They say it's a global voice for greyhounds. Take action to end greyhound racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's nothing illegal about what they're doing. Share your greyhound adoption story with us.
Joe, I didn't say it was illegal. You asked me.
No, sorry, just the way. Like you said, there's a $2 billion. I don't know where they got $2 billion
from. No, I didn't say it. I said $1 billion.
I'm sorry. I don't know where they got $1 billion from either.
The donations that they receive are worth billions. They're a world organization.
A lot of people believe they have a legitimate cause.
Possibly they do, but...
Yeah, well, obviously they do if they give them a billion dollars.
You could make that case against anything, Joe, couldn't you? I mean, when you...
Yeah, but then, Yvonne, then you could make the case about anything as well, saying once it generates money, it's okay. Because that's what you said. Now you can introduce that tautology into it as well.
Our greyhounds are our life. They don't generate money. They cost us money.
But you're after saying it's worth a billion to the Irish economy, whatever figure you use. Let me bring in Neil O'Donnell. Stay there, Yvonne. Please stay there.
I was vindicating the 16 billion.
Yeah, okay.
Saying that the greyhound industry pays that back with more, you know, through jobs, through people's employment, through people's
I take the point. I don't know about the figure of 16 billion, but I take the overall point. What I'm saying is million. You, 16 million. But I'm saying you could use that argument about any industry. You could say, I'm not saying you are now. Let's bring back, and I know you're not, sorry, I'm not saying you are, I know you're not. Let's make dog fighting legal because the state can make money out of it. I know you're not saying that, but that could be the argument. Neil O'Donnell, Neil, your point, please. You're listening to Yvonne and Joanna.
My point, Joe, is that Joanna is trotting out the same old rubbish there that we're listening to from the IGB for
Which caller are you talking about?
Joanna. The woman who's talking about 5,000 jobs, the Irish Greyhound Board.
That's Yvonne.
The Irish Greyhound Board, in the figures it released a couple of months ago, said that there's 127 full-time employees in the greyhound industry, about 130 part-time. The rest are brought in to cater, when greyhound tracks are open. They're employed extremely short-term. They have other jobs. They come in to cater. I mean, the reality is, as presented on the Primetime Investigates, there are 6,000, a very conservative estimate, we would reckon there is probably 10,000 greyhounds going unaccounted for every year, and those dogs are being killed. The luckier ones are being killed by vets all over this country by lethal injection. The rest of them are ending up in ditches, they're ending up in knackeries and so on. Now, the Irish government has spent a long time, and lots of other organisations in this country, trying to bring down the number of dogs in the general population, healthy dogs, unwanted dogs being killed.
Yeah.
And a very good job has been done on that. In fact, last year only 780 dogs were killed because of all the effort that has been put in to making sure that people do not dispose of healthy dogs. Yet we classify greyhounds as farm animals, and somehow it's fine to overbreed them to the tune of 10,000 a year and just slaughter them. And we give public money, and saying that this money is ring-fenced from betting on the greyhound industry, I'm sorry, that doesn't wash. The greyhound industry should be allowed to run itself if it's going to run itself, and the reality is it would be gone in a month's time if that money was not given back to it. So, we don't take money from betting on soccer and put it back into soccer, or we don't take money from betting and any other sporting activity apart from greyhounds and horse racing and give it back to them to perpetuate an industry which is responsible for cruelty on a massive scale. And they can't get over the fact that, and the previous chairman of the IGB, Pascal Taggart, has admitted this publicly, the breeding of thousands of dogs that will not make the grade in the first place, that will be no longer able to run fast enough, is a fact of life in greyhound racing. And it was one, in fact, he was honest enough to admit he had no problem with. And I wish there would be a little bit of honesty on the part of the greyhound racing fraternity. Greyhound racing people as well, Joe, and a lot of people didn't know this, I think it was mentioned on Primetime Investigates, people who race greyhounds have to join the Irish Coursing Club if they want to race on an Irish track.
I raised the dog, so I know exactly what you're saying. It's just 100% true now.
You have to join the Irish Coursing Club. The dogs are registered through the stud book. That is not the Irish
Coursing Club.
That doesn't make any difference. They run the stud book.
The Irish Coursing Club controls the stud book.
Neula, do you believe greyhound racing should be banned?
Oh, it should be banned. It would be gone without public funding, Joe, anyway. So, I mean, if 16 million wasn't being handed over year after year, this industry cannot sustain itself. What other business, what other industry in this country that would be losing money hand over fist every single year would be funded by the government? I mean, it makes no economic sense from a public funding point of view. But what other industry that would be responsible for killing thousands and thousands of beautiful, healthy animals every year? What other industry would be allowed to continue without public funding?
Does Greyhound Action Ireland believe that greyhounds are being blooded still?
It's endemic in Greyhound
Excuse me, it doesn't matter if it's belief or not. It's happening and it's going on.
Okay,
I know that from my experience.
Okay,
it's not just a matter of belief or not belief, you know. It's just true. It's
okay,
real.
Joanna, I'll come back to you and Yvonne and Neil after this. 51551.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Joanna, do you want to address any of Yvonne's points about, one, that it's a big, big industry, a big employer, it contributes money to the economy, Yvonne believes, and also that the cruelty that's been spoken about doesn't refer to greyhounds, it refers to other animals?
You know, what I want to say, it's that's true that I can't think of any of greyhound owners who would use cats.
Okay.
For blooding the greyhounds, because that's true. Nobody of greyhound owners wants to get a greyhound hurt. And, you know, cats fight for their life, so, and they can fight. So that's the problem. But what I experienced was not cats used for blooding the greyhounds. It was hares and rabbits.
Hares and rabbits,
so,
okay.
And this is 100% is real and it's going on and it's true and it's still going on and on. So that's the one thing. Of course, it's an industry, so, but it's not like that it brings back 300 million of euros every year.
Let Joanna finish. She hasn't spoken for nearly half an hour. Go ahead, Joanna. Sorry, I hope you're
lying. Yeah, I don't, of course, have now the actual figures of its numbers, but I don't believe, and I know it's not like 300 millions of it. It's not true. I don't know if the three millions maybe, but with 16 million spent each year. So.
And Joanna, do you believe that greyhound racing should be banned?
Yeah, I do now. Although I was a very big fan of it.
I do now.
You know, the other point of greyhound cruelty is not just the blooding of the dogs, but, you know, all the injuries that happen, the treating of the dogs.
And Joanna,
like
when you say that greyhound racing doesn't exist in Poland, is it banned in Poland or just
no? No, it has never existed. We had just something like you have in Irish karting, so it was just illegal hunting, yeah.
And that's banned, is it? Obviously,
it was never official sport, but as an illegal hunting, it was banned many years ago.
Yvonne, what would you do if greyhound racing was banned in Ireland?
Probably go back to England, to be quite truthful, because living in the middle of Tipperary, if you're not allowed to have your animals, if you're not allowed to, I'd say this would apply to a lot of people, you would end up going a bit bonkers. You know, people talk about mental health in this country, and if you couldn't have your dogs and you couldn't be racing and socialising at the racing track, I could see you ended up, you know, being a sad enough person. It's a social thing.
The vast majority of people have animals. The vast majority, as far as I know, people who know
have
dogs.
They
loved their animals.
But okay, also like the social side of going racing, talking to your friends.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand that.
You know what? Dog fighting is also a social meeting for people, you know, involved in it. So why don't
please? It's nothing to do with dog fighting. It's nothing to do with cock fighting. You know, I've been racing 40 years and never had a dog break a leg on a track. If you look after your dogs and you're careful with them, you know, they don't get injured, not bad injuries. I've had a dog break a leg running down the field.
No, I had a few race greyhounds, and all of them were injured.
Well, look after your dogs better. You know, check their injuries. Make sure you don't have dogs running that have little niggling injuries. If you pull them on the car, off the card, treat them. You know, God willing, they're not going to get hurt. I have had dogs break legs running about the field. just enjoying themselves, running about
okay,
the field.
OK, I'll let you all back in after this break. 51551.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Mary Crotty. Mary, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
You think... Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I just want to say that I've been in greyhounds for over 30 years. I've had well over 100 dogs. I've never once put down a dog for being slow. I've never put down a dog for any reason other than cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
And Mary,
what do you think of I go back to the RT Investigates programme as well. Like greyhounds and greyhound racing and greyhound owners and greyhounds, the treatment of greyhounds has got a very bad press recently.
Yes, in the RT Investigates.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know loads of people in greyhounds and they don't do the things that were on that programme.
Yeah, okay. I don't know personally people who do the things, but I was so many times offered live hairs and I read the tracks. I was offered by a knackeries to, you know, if I have an unwanted dog, no problem to bring a dog to them and they will just get them shot in the head, you know.
I've never been offered a live rabbit.
Yeah, I never used it, of course, but I was offered that, you know.
I've never seen anybody at a track offering live rabbits, and certainly not live hares. They'd be in trouble for me if I saw them offering live hares, because that's illegal. That is absolutely against the law.
Okay,
the hare is a protected animal.
Okay, the one thing is against, and you know, I thought about that you never used it because it's a cruelty to that poor rabbit or hare.
No, I don't agree with it. You don't need to. We don't do that with our dogs. You don't need to.
Okay, Neula Donald wants to go back in there. Neula, your point, please.
Joe, people have been convicted in the greyhound racing fraternity for blooding their greyhounds. So, like, this isn't something that's made up. This is happening, and as Joanna has said there, she has experienced it. I mean, the figures, you know, your two speakers on there who have greyhounds seem to be living in some kind of parallel universe. Greyhound racing is an industry. It's not made up of people who own one and two dogs for the most part. It's made up of people who own multiple dogs, people who are in syndicates who never actually even probably touch the dog that they own. Mm. So the people who have one and two dogs and who may actually keep those dogs when they retire, and to be honest, if a racing greyhound has a career of 3 to 4 years and they're going to continuously race greyhounds, they're going to end up with a hell of a lot of dogs who have retired and they're looking after them. But that's another story.
Mary Crotty, what did you think of the RT Investigates programme, the cruelty to greyhounds?
Well, I was disgusted at the things that went on. To be quite honest...
That went on or go on?
No, it went on. I have never seen that going on in my own time with dogs.
Yeah, but they're saying, RT Investigate said that all the footage is contemporaneous. It's all recent.
Well, I don't know whether it's recent or not.
Okay.
But they put on what suited themselves. They didn't show any
What do you mean, Mary, that they put on what suited themselves?
There was no investigation into the good side of greyhound racing.
Well, obviously, Mary, they didn't have to investigate the good side of greyhound racing if there is a good side. They were trying to expose what people's money and what public money is being paid for in this country, which is an industry which is responsible for cruelty to animals on a massive scale. You can't get away from that. That's the reality.
Yeah.
And the IGB can talk welfare now, and they've come up with all these retirement homes in the last week. They can talk welfare until they're blue in the face, but they're not going to convince anybody who saw that programme or those of us who have known what's gone on for years and years in greyhound racing. I mean... Their retirement trust has managed to home 5,000 greyhounds in 10 years. They're now telling us they're going to rehome 10,000 a year going forward.
Okay. More on this tomorrow. Mary Crotty, Neula Donald, Yvonne, Joanna, Angus McInally produced, Catherine Thomas is next.